Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is August the 12th, 2012, and we're getting down to the deadline of real action in this country, in my opinion. Now, I've got two special guests on. I got Professor Joel, and I also have his mutual friend, whistleblower Russ Wittenberg, 9/11 pilot, whistleblower. Now, Russ kind of woke up, I think, during that period of time, maybe been awake before, I don't know, knowing Joel. Joel's been awake for a long time, folks. Now, we've got headline for today that'll be on my site later. Biden picks prostitute for vice president. Now, what do you think of that, Russ?
Socialist on top of that.
Pardon me?
And a socialist on top of that.
Yeah. Now, I'll let you lead the discussion, Russ, on this one. And Joe chime in. And I'm just going to kind of sit back because I add my two cents towards the end. Tell us what you see about her. I mean, there's supposedly rumor she was a prostitute. There's rumor that her father and grandfather ran a white slave farm, folks. White slaves down in Jamaica. It's rumored that she is not a legal citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, she couldn't be president. And she shouldn't even be vice president. She's illegal. Now, I'm going to let you two kind of throw stuff out there, but I've gotten this from my listeners in the past 24 hours, roughly, just being bombarded with this information. I'll be putting it up later today. Now, Russ, give me your opinion on what's going on.
Okay, with that little background, which was very helpful, it's interesting to note that I don't even know if she's not a citizen, if she can be a U.S. senator. But that being the whatever the case,
I think
may
it was
be,
American Intelligence Media is what it's called. You know, puts out some good stuff, and someone called me and said it was in there. I don't know. I've got to pull it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the Black Lives Matter crowd is tearing down the statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and the other founding fathers because they were slave owners. I wonder how that is going to work out.
Yeah.
Anyway, feel the double standard for, you know, the left. If they didn't have a double standard, they'd have no standards at all. So anyway, getting back to the problem at hand, this was a disastrous choice by whoever made the choice, whether it's Biden or Nancy Pelosi or whoever it was made this choice, because of the things already mentioned and the fact that, if heaven forbid, if by some quirk of Satan, that these communists should come to power in January, everybody realizes that Biden isn't going to last very long due to his mental. He's decaying mentally by the hour. So they'll bring in the 25th Amendment and, you know, the inability to mentally, physically to handle the job. And so they say, then who would become president? Well, it can't be the good lady from California, actually Jamaica, because she's not a citizen.
You mean the known prostitute? The known prostitute. I mean, it's been out there a long time about her. I mean, I knew about that a long time ago. But
so she doesn't fill the requirements of Article 2 in the Constitution. So who's next in line? If by some horrible instance that the Democrats retain control of the House, it would be the Speaker. And who's would be the Speaker? Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, a Jew, not a Catholic, not a Christian, not a believer in God, but most likely chipped, along with 6 to 7 other congressmen and senators up there the way she acts. Plus, she owns a winery, folks. If you're in her district up in California, Napa area, get her out. She owns a winery in her husband's name that was her payoff. She got a huge winery in exchange for legislation that they wanted in effect. Daddy Bush and Leonard Millman. So they gave him the refinery, which also had, or not refinery, excuse me, winery. Anyway, and they also ended up with ABC stock out of it later on. That was Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Leonard Millman out of Denver. Now Larry Mizell is inhabited by the fallen angel. Okay, they call him aliens, by the way, folks. But Russ, she needs to be removed. All people have to do in her district is do a recall on her ass. Bribery. Bring bribery charges against her. Look at what she was voting on at the time the winery was transferred to her husband's name. That's all they have to do. There's your evidence. It's right there in Secretary of State's office in California. I can't bring the charges for you, folks. You have to live there to bring them. Go ahead, Russ.
Well, Stu, you know, you say all I have to do is get the people in your district to do this. Have you considered where your district is? It's San Francisco, Stu.
I know.
These people love it. These people love this kind of idiocy.
Quite a few of them, but, you know, voter fraud is so, with these satellites and Westar and what I know about it, E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, part of Raytheon, subsidiary of Raytheon, running hit teams out there, Division 4 hit teams of CIA, all the other crap that's gone there. Westar, series of satellites, was turned over to Raytheon to control. Now, Westar has been developed and reused and reused and redeveloped and so forth, that it has the latest sonar technology, the Killed Otis Johnson Super Spook, hitting, because I called him the day after he'd been hit by a freak, and he was in the hospital and told me he'd been sonar, and he says, they got me this time, I believe, Stu, and he ended up dead. Here's the point. There's a recording on my internet site on stuweb.com for you listeners. It's in the breaking news column, says Otis Johnson. I think it's worth hearing. I secretly recorded him because all kinds of shit was hitting the fan on my end and his end, both. And I was kind of keeping track to make sure he was still alive because he was associated with E-Systems at one time. After him and Casey tried to bust Bush and they needled Casey, Bush did, while the goons held him down, and he ended up dying and all the doctors and nurses were suicided or car crashed, rollover, all within 6 months, who took care of him while he laid in the hospital at Bethesda Naval Base. Otis was his assistant who was trying to bust Daddy Bush along with another assistant and others. Said they were out of control. Okay, and Casey had been OSS with Millman, my ex-father-in-law, the Jew connection, and with Daddy Bush and the other in the super program, the Brown Shoe Boys, they called him. Now, here's the point. We got a takeover of our country. And it's a heavy takeover. It's been financial. It's been a complete stripping down of the people. They got us all budsterized, the broke, useless, and depressed, as Al Martin, Iran-Contra whistleblower, dubbed the American people. Because he said that Daddy Bush said, to Sarah McClendon, if the people ever find out the truth, what we have done, they will chase us down the streets and lynch us. He said that in 1992, folks. I don't know about
that.
Daddy Bush said it to Sarah McClendon, the White House grand dame of the Washington Press Corps, and so forth, and she went and interviewed him. She wrote about me in her newsletter at the end of that year that they issued a warrant for me in 92, or 91 she wrote about me, excuse me, the warrant was out after me, and she wrote in her newsletter the following spring or, summer, in June, after she got a meeting with Bush in the White House, Daddy Bush. So he said, well, shit, I'll let her find out what she's up to. So she comes in, she asks him, she says, what will the American people do? She says, George Bush, what will the American people do if they ever find out what about Iran-Contra and Iraqgate? He says, if the American people ever find out the truth, they will chase us down the streets and lynch us. And it was over Iran-Contra and Iraqgate. And who's Iran-Contra? Hildebeest. Daddy Bush. Clinton's Bushes. and Obama even became part of it. I mean, if anybody were to ever really truly investigate, what was that, a Mexican operation down there, Joe, where the former attorney general testified and was involved with the DEA supplying guns to the Mexicans in exchange for drugs.
Oh, we're not going to go back to the point here, Stu. You're getting too far down out by past events. Let's get it back to what we're talking about with Kamala Harris and her pick by Joe Biden.
Okay, now let me finish one thing. I was trying to make a point of all this stuff. We're down to the wire, folks. And we're down to such a facade out here. And this coronavirus, what cures it is Lysol spray, kills it on contact, 3 to 5 seconds on surfaces. Second, tonic water, just tonic water, Canadian Dry, quinine in it. Third, vitamin D and zinc, vitamin D and zinc. And we're going to have to start pushing to get rid of the cell towers. These 5G have to go, folks. We need to stop it. It's electrocuteness is what is happening. Now, we're down the wire as far as these Satanists. They plan on killing off about two-thirds, a third to two-thirds of the planet and the whole bit. And we've got to get spiritual and understand that Jesus Christ and his power that we have through him, we can destroy these people. Now, I heard something from someone just past 24 hours that apparently there was like 500 people show up praying for the people in Seattle or Portland, whichever it is. Prayer group came together. I mean, this is phenomenal to see this starting to happen. That's what we need. We need people to be praying. And we need the power of God behind us because we're getting ready to go into battle, folks. I don't know about the rest of you, but I was Marine Corps trained, and I'll go take care of the enemy. I'll go make my arrests right along with a bunch of other people with me. And they're called public officials. The day's coming. They can steal the election through Westar satellite systems. Hitting the voting machines was my whole point of all this technology that I was talking about earlier. Now, where do we stand? Joe? Russ?
All right, now, we wasted a lot of time down in the tall grass. It has now been put out by the New York Times where this is going to go. It is the Democrats, the Democrats, as Russ said, of what they're going to do. It is their battle plan.
Is a full-fledged communist attempt coup d'etat.
That is correct. If this is going to be, no matter whether Trump is reelected or not reelected, it is going to be a full-push Bolshevik explosion. Full press down the court. And that's what's going to happen between now and the election time. And one of the things that will happen is secession. The blue states are going to secede regardless of whether Trump wins or not. They will secede, and we are going to have our own inauguration, which is Biden.
Well,
Trump is going to be stepping in and saying, I can't allow this to happen. I'm going to call on the military. The military Joint Chiefs of Staff has said, no, we're not on your side.
At the top. Now, I've been told 8 out of 10 military will stand behind the American people. And
now,
they demonstrated that in Virginia.
We don't know that.
We saw it in Virginia, basically.
They have to follow orders, and they will follow orders, because in the military, everything rolls down from the top. Now, I've just outlined what they're going to do between now and the election.
So we have
our own inauguration. Trump stops the secession, calls on the military. Joint Chiefs of Staff says no.
Okay, guys.
Between now and the coming election, or rather, I would say the inauguration, because I think Trump is going to win. They are going to lay siege to the White House. They are going to lay siege to the White House. That's not a threat, it's a promise. Just like I have posted on many occasions, BLM is coming out to your nearest neighborhood with guns. Look at what has happened to downtown Chicago yesterday, and the thing in this Portland has not stopped. So when they say they're going to lay siege, they mean it. So let's take heart and get behind Trump.
Go ahead. Well, here's the real problem we're facing. There's a number of real problems. I've been saying for years that the world and the country is going crazy, but I don't say that. And of course, it's way, way, way past that. So what we've been talking about here, just this short time we've been talking this morning, is how insane everything is getting. Now, here's the other big problem. In a sane world, Donald Trump, this should be a landslide, epic victory for Donald Trump of historic proportions. However, we live in this crazy world. Now, here's the other big problem. Mail-out voting, guys. That is designed for one thing and one thing only, to steal this election. And unless the Trump administration can stop it in the courts, which I think is going to be a tough hurdle, because if you read the U.S. Constitution, the voting procedures is pretty much left up to the states. And all these blue states have passed these mail-out voting laws. It's constitutional, although it may be illegal as hell and as crooked as hell. I just hope we can stop it. If we can't stop that, we're going to have a result on November the 3rd, which none of us are going to like. So between the insanity and the bailout voting, guys, you can't be sure of anything. The only thing this is heading for is some kind of a civil war. Now, we fought a civil war in 1861 to keep southern states from seceding from the Union. Will that happen again?
Now
I want to interject here something about what Stu said about his friend Otis Johnson. I went over carefully Otis's recording, and one of the things that Otis said, in the future, when the revolution comes, it will not be with tanks, bombs, and airplanes. It will be asymmetrical warfare. And what is that asymmetrical warfare? What's been going on in Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Minneapolis.
New York City.
And I'm convinced it's the Democrats, it's George Soros, Hildebeest, also known as Hillary Clinton, Biden, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and these others, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer. By the way, Schumer, his blackmail was called Boulder Properties Limited. It's in Al Martin's book, The Conspirators, folks. You can get it up on Amazon or AlMartinRaw.com. Anyway, every one of these people, who's thought of what I'm saying, need to be dealt with, period.
Well, yeah, of course they are. But why everybody knows that the Biden and the Obama and the Clintons and the rest of their entourage were involved in this Russiagate thing. Yet, do you know that according to some solid source information that their lawyers, now they've lawyered up, their lawyers have not even been contacted yet for any kind of interview that might lead to a trip to the grand jury and an indictment.
I know. We got an attorney general that's a cover-up meister. He's an Iran-Contra cover-up meister. He was an assistant to Norman Brownstein, one of the elitist 6CI counsel that was Milman's attorney, who's Mizell's partner in crime, that hides the assets for Daddy Bush and others, Neil and all of Neil Bush, Silverado. They were both on the board of directors, by the way, or Brownstein was. But Brownstein was the current Attorney General, Bill Barr's boss, when Daddy Bush was CIA director. Now, they were doing all kinds of fraud. One of them was called mortgage fraud that's still going on, stealing people's homes and all that. It was under World Financial, Inc. was the name of it, folks. But, Russ, this Bill Barr, CIA Robert Johnson was his name. CIA Robert Johnson is a cover-up meister, and he was Attorney General underneath Daddy Bush. What the fuck is going on with Donald Trump picking people like this that will continue the cover-up?
Well, I don't think that Trump is picking these people just for a cover-up. I think that's the part of the natural part of the deep state, which has existed in Washington for the last 50 to 60 years. They've been selling us out down the drain for a long time. And, you know, Trump comes in, he's an outsider. This is one of the reasons they hate him. He was an outsider. He wasn't part of the club. And so, and then when he came in, he didn't know insiders in Washington. So when he came in, he said, look, I don't know who to pick for this job and that job. And all he had to fill all these slots. And so all these insiders said, okay, well, you can pick this person and that person. And all he was doing was taking their advice to put these people in these slots which opened up. And so I don't think that I get as frustrated as anybody does at some of these choices that he's made, but he's fired a hell of a lot of people, and the guy can't, he's only one man, and he's not a dictator, he's not a pharaoh, he's not a general secretary of the party. He's a president, and he's limited as to what he can do and not do on the Article 1, Section 8, and Article 2. So,
and they have tried to murder him. Taste testers are dead, a couple of them. And,
those guys are our only hope.
Yep. Okay. Now, I will tell people to listen to Otis Johnson tape, because I think it's important. The only time I taped him, and I happened to find it on a disc and was able to burn it. Okay, bring it home. Here's the point. He had told me about 2 months before his death that he says, now don't worry about Mueller, Stu. He says, if he doesn't do his job and prosecute Clintons for what they did in the Trump campaign and the others, he says, he'll find himself in a jail cell. That didn't happen. Otis ended up dead, folks, 2 months later. Hit with sonar technology. Daddy Bush and his Westar satellite killed him. Now, he flew, and was getting ready to fly to the alien base, which is the top secret NSA spy base that hears everybody that he talked about in the conversation. He was going out with, I mentioned the G. The only reason I made this recording is because I was spoofed at the time, because the heat was on me. They were trying to murder me, and I knew that they were trying to murder him. He said that. Here's the point. I put him on an airplane with General Flynn once in his Cadillac on the airport in Grand Island, Nebraska, where he picked him up. He went out there. He came back and told me it was 6 floors below ground, folks, of Beyond Computers. And he said, Stu, you're right. They put an alien base on the south side. Now, I was trying to incorporate that in with the fact that he was going out there again with someone else. Now, Hayden one time picked him up. Because I put him at the airport. Hayden didn't see my face, and I drove off in his Cadillac. Now, he was NSA, but he took him out to Groom Lake, out there at a test site, to show him new toys that we had, like a helicopter that disappears into the clouds, things like that. He says, I think they're testing me. Don't tell anybody. I said, I won't. I've come to know some heavyweights, and I still know some heavyweights, and they're saying, we, the American people, are going to have to save our country. We are going to have to get physical. Now, in Overland Park, they came out in the streets with guns pointed in the ground, had their pockets carry concealed in their pockets. 400 of them or 500 of them showed up in Fort Worth. The people came out of their houses with guns and drove Antifa, Black Lives Matter, out of their neighborhoods. There's other places that I have videos that this has occurred, that people put the videos up and send them to me. We're going to have to take action. Are we not, gentlemen? Joel?
Well, I've given my opinion on this all the time. Now, what you're talking about, there was only like about 15 of Antifa that the Fort Collins crowd went up against. And the same thing happened over in one area. It was just maybe about six or seven of the Antifa people that showed up at a street corner and they ran them out. This was up in Colorado City. So I don't know. The problem are the people as a whole going to get behind this and get and push? Because where was the white man when Antifa first showed up in Seattle and in Portland? Where were they?
Yeah, well, where the hell are the voters up there? I mean, is every single voter been converted, brainwashed into some kind of left-wing wacko? It doesn't seem to be any pushback from the local populace. I watch the news like I'm a news junkie. I see all these films and video takes of what's all the rioting, and I never see anybody pushing back on anything. I mean, I'm glad to hear 500 people showed up and did something.
Right.
But, you know, I say to myself, well, why only 500? It should be 500,000.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know what I mean? Something's better than nothing, but 500 is a spit in the ocean, Stu.
Yeah, I know. Now, gentlemen, would you agree with me or not agree with me that this whole coronavirus scandal is what it is, folks. It's a con. It's a con.
Well, sure.
That's all it is. And it's just nothing but the common cold that they're a little bit worse, whatever. And vitamin D deficiency and the other we've talked about and what kills it. But the coronavirus, the DNC, the Democrats, Hilda Beast, Biden, Kamala Harris, as I mentioned, Speaker Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all are involved. But we, folks, it's just not them. The Republicans, folks, the Republicans are the same. They're just not showing their color right now the way the Democrats are. Now, we're going to have to get behind Trump. I'm in agreement the only way, but we're going to probably have to take care of business ourselves. And if that comes down to it, I'm prepared to do it. I'll just say it. Politicians will be arrested at some point, very high probability. But we are up against a force, folks. A force.
Well, you can't do it by yourself, Stu. You're going to have a movement. And it's going to have to get worse before it gets better. I keep telling that to Joel. It's going to have to get worse, and believe me, it's going to get a lot more worse.
Well, it is going to get worse, and we're going to see this vaccination thing shoved down our throats. And when it happens,
yeah,
folks, that's the mark of the beast. That is your credit debit chip. It's Revelations 12 forward. It's right there. Go read for yourself what happens if you take it. You don't get to heaven. Conclude it, Russ.
Well,
you and Joe.
Yeah, we didn't get into this thing overnight. It seems like we did, but this has been brewing for a long time. You know, when the communist when the communism fell, so-called fell with the advent of the dropping of the Berlin Wall, and everybody on Perestroika, everybody said, well, you know, that's the end of communism. Well, I'm sorry, it wasn't the end of communism. All they did was go underground like a bunch of termites, and they changed their name to progressives. And they have been doing their job very, very well since that time up to the present moment. And now they have made unbelievable strides through our so-called educational system, which is nothing more than an indoctrination system. And unless we take over the educational system and do away with public education and give people, if the money that we spend on level on education is public school system, and give the parents vouchers, give people vouchers to put their kids in the school of their choice, and stop this insanity of these unions, which have gone completely communist, these educational unions. This thing is not going to be solved. And so there's more than just one thing we have to do. I'm emotionally, I'd like to take up arms. If they want a civil war, let them have it. We're going to win because we got the guns. But that's really not going to solve it.
No. Joe?
Here is what I simply have to say about the Civil War. The Civil War is going on right now.
Sure it is.
Guess who is showing up with guns? Antifa.
Yeah.
So, when you say, we got the guns, they've got the guns. Now, the trick of it is, who's going to have more guns? Now, that's my concern.
Well, the gun sales have gone through the roof in the last...
That doesn't mean anything, because what it does mean, who is going to show up at the protest, if you want to put it that way?
Yeah.
200 of them and 25 of us, we're going to come out on the short end. Now, many years ago, I listened to a guy by the name of Dr. John Coleman, at the Breakfast Club here in Arizona. He's a constitutionalist. This was 1994, and he said to me, watch what happens to South Africa, because that's the path that America is going to go down. And I want you to listen to this 2-minute video of Nelson Mandela chanting, kill the Boer. Kill the white man. And that is exactly what you're getting out of Kamala Harris and the others. So give a quick listen to this. It's only about 2 minutes.
Okay.
And remember, that's what's waiting for us if we don't wake up.
John Coleman, I met him personally, and he wrote the book. There's some kind of noise going off. He wrote the book, The Committee of 300. Someone got a video going or something on their phone? Gentlemen, we're going to conclude this because of the noise in the background. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com. I want to thank both of you, 911 whistleblower, Russ Wittenberg, and Professor Joe. Have a good day, gentlemen.